Perek Tezayin and Perek Yud Zayin deals with the giving up, giving out of the Yerusha to Bnei Yosef. So the Perek starts, sounds like there was only one Goyrol, and then it talks about two Goyrolos. Starts off, Vayetze Agoyrol of Bnei Yosef Miyarden Yerechoi Lebnei Yerichoi Mizrochoi. Doesn't say Livnei Ephraim, it doesn't say Livnei Menashe. It says the girl, the lottery came out, Livnei Yosef. So that's the beginning. And it says what area it covered. And then it says, Vayinchalu Bnei Yosef, Menashe Ephraim. Mashma, there was one girl. But then, then it goes through the Goyrol of Menashe. As though there was a separate Goyrol. Specifically for Shevet Menashe. But it starts, so it's like all over the place. It starts off one Goyrol. Then it seems to say there were two Goyrolas. One for Menashe and one for Ephraim. Then it says Menashe's name before Ephraim. Then when the girl is actually given out, it first says Vayigvul Ephraim, and in the next parak, parak Yitzayin, Vayia girl Lamate Menashe. Kihu Bechor Yisrael. Kihu Bechor Yosef. So what's going on here? Was it one girl? Was it multiple girls? Girls. And it's, if it was multiple Goyrolos, who came first? Was it Menashe or Ephraim? It says Menashe before Ephraim. Then it says Ephraim before Menashe. Very unclear. Some of these questions Chazal already are imid on. If you look in the Ramban, Ala Torah, the Ramban is imid on the fact that the Goyrol, he's going on the Psukim in Parashas Masai. The Ramban over there says, Yeshua hipil tchila goyrol echod l'shneim. So I'm telling you the way the Ramban ala Torah learns. He says, Yeshua benun first made one goyrol. Goyrol echod l'shneim. Then, shenema vayetze ha-goyrol of Nei Yosef. Then he says, afterwards, v'achak ha-cholak oyse ha-goyrol ben shneim, so the Ramban is saying that initially the Rebbeinu Shem told Yeshua to do one girl. He did one girl for the whole Shevet. And then he split it afterwards. Zayzok the Ramban. And even in that, it sounds like first Ephraim took and then Menashe took. Even though it starts off by saying Menashe of Ephraim. So how do we understand this? The second Nakuda is that this is broken up into two Prokim, Perek Tezayin and Perek Yud Zayin. Perek Tezayin deals with Ephraim. Perek Yud Zayin deals with Menashe. But in Perek Yud Zayin, the Novi goes through again the whole story of the Bnei Salafchot. Nochamol. The whole story of the Bnei Salafchot, how they came to Moshe, with the Yerusha, with all, the Gatsa Shtukal Torah Nochamol. Why do we go through that whole story again? Now with the Bnei Salafchot. We learned it already. Just like we spoke about Kalav Ben Yefune, we explained why it went through the whole story again. Every time you have a repetition like that, there's a reason. For some reason, we go through the whole story, Nachamo, with the Bnei Salafchot, coming to Moshe, now they're coming to Yeshua. So I'll tell you a machshava I had years ago in Parashas Vayechi, and I tied it into what was going on in this parak. Obviously, the question in Parashas Vayechi that everybody asks is the fact that Yaakov Avinu makes a symbol out of the Bnei Yosef. Right? Ephraim, Menashe, Keruvim, v'Shimon, Yuli. Makes a symbol out of the Bnei Yosef. They become part of the fiber of the Shvatim. Right? Why is that? Why is Yosef Zoyche that he should become two Shvatim? What's the pshat? And are these two Shvatim two new Shvatim? Or is it part of Shevet Yosef, part of Shevet Yosef being represented by Menashe Ephraim? So second question I'm asking you, already the Goyen says no. It's not Menashe and Ephraim are two Shvatim. They're part of Shevet Yosef. He says otherwise, should be Yosef. Goyu Kaal Goyim Imecha Yetzehu. Should be Yosef. And then there should be Menashe and Ephraim. It should be 14 Shvatim. Right? Should be 14 Shvatim. Should be Yosef. Menashe and Ephraim. The fact that Yosef got pulled out, so the Goyen says, means that Menashe and Ephraim really are representing Shevet Yosef. So if they're representing Shevet Yosef, so why split them at all? If we're not adding, we're really not, our point is not to add. That's the point of the Goyen. If the idea was Goyu Kaal Goyim Imecha Yetzehu was to add, then there should have been two extra Shvatim, and it would be 14 Shvatim. But no, Yosef gets pulled out of the mix, Menashe Ephraim get put in. Obviously, says the Goyen, the pshat is that it's really Shevet Yosef. Shevet Yosef is represented by Menashe and Ephraim. So what's the point? Parshas Vayechi, we ask the question, why is it that Yaakov Avinu makes the whole Asik with Menashe and Ephraim? Why does Yaakov Avinu make such a big deal with Menashe and Ephraim? Not only does Yaakov Avinu not go out of his way to make Menashe feel more comfortable, but Imamish seems to go out of his way to make Ephraim in front of Menashe to promote Ephraim in the most obvious way possible. He takes Ephraim, puts Ephraim on the left, Menashe's on the right, Yaakov Avinu leaves it like that, and negate Azeh. Right? Sikil Asyodov ki Menashe Abcho. That's a Parsha Pella. Just put them, switch the kids. That way, it won't be obvious. Nobody would even notice it. And that way, you just put out your hands regular. But Chazal tell us, I'm telling you, Pasha Pshat in the Pesukim in the Torah. Pasha Pshat in the Pesukim in the Torah. Without Rashi telling us that key here means something different. Pasha teaches that Yaakov Avinu held Menashe belongs on the right tack. That would be Pasha Taich and Pasuk. If I didn't have a Rashi that seems to say something different, I would say Pasha Pshat and Pasuk is like this. Vayosem, Yosef put Ephraim on the left side, Menashe on the right side. Yosef had a simple cheshbon. Menashe is the Bechor. Menashe belongs on the right side. Yaakov Avinu now has to put his right hand on Ephraim, because Ephraim is bigger, whatever that is. Right? But Yaakov Avinu feels, I'm torn. On the one hand, Menashe deserves the right, because he's a Bechor. On the other hand, Ephraim deserves the right, because he's Gogol. So what am I going to do? I'm just saying the way I would have learned. Rashi didn't say anything. I'll keep Menashe on the right. See, he got a shtickle right. And I put my right hand on Ephraim. See, he got a shtickle right. I gave a shtickle right. I took the Yamin, I took the right, and I split it. I put Menashe on my right. That way Menashe got the right side. And I put my right hand on Ephraim. And then it would read beautifully in the Pesukim. Seek El Yodo. Why did Yaakov have to go like this? Just switch the kids. Keep Menashe Abchor. Fort Menashe Abchor. Rashi doesn't seem to learn this way. Because Rashi says, key means something different here. Even though, whatever, it's a different pshat. But that's the way I would have learned Kipshute. Right? But the question on that is, that's the biggest bizoyin to Menashe. To keep him on the right, and to move your hand over, that's the biggest bizar. That's mamish to be. You're making it obvious now that even though he's on the right, you're not going to put your right hand on it. It's a bigger bizar. L'chayr. So, how do we understand this? So the Pshat Tova, is that clearly there was something to be learned out of the Sikol Yadav. Clearly there was something here to be learned out of the Sikol Yadav. The question is, what was to be learned? So I told you over the famous maisa that the Shach brings down was his first tentura that actually had the biggest impact on the Shach. He writes this had the biggest impact on me, was when he had the famous dintara with the two brothers. One was the rich one, who was supporting the poor brother who was learning, and he bought himself an expensive coat. And the shaila was, who should get the fur, the Rebbe's coat? So the rich brother who's supporting the poor brother said, I should get the coat. I'm the one, it's all my money. It's all my money. I should get the fancy coat. The brother who was learning said, listen, I'm the Tamil Chach. I should get the coat. Torah is the Chdikim. They came to the Shach for the Torah. The Shach says, I hear you both have Givaldige Tainas. The rich guy is tining, it's his money, it's a good tining. The poor guy is saying, I'm the Talmud Chacham Kovalat Torah. The Shach says, this I have to think about. I can't pass it. I need to think. Come back in 2 days. 2 days later, they come back to the Shach, the Dintara switched. The Dintara switched now. The rich brother said, you know, Shach, Rabbeinu HaShach, I had a chance to think about it the last 2 days, and I realized that I'm being a fool. My brother's a Talmud Chacham. He should get the coat. He should get the expensive coat. The Talmud Chacham tells the Shach, I also thought about it for 2 days. And I refuse to take the coat. My brother, Hakor Sateva, my brother's supporting me. I should take the coat. The famous Maisa was, the Shach went to the closet. He said, Rabbeisa, I have an extra coat here, a big fur coat. I'm giving a coat to the mix. You get the coat and you get the coat. So one of the brothers asked the Shach, if you had the coat sitting in the closet, you were looking to give it away. So when we came to you the first time, what was the problem? So the Shach said, very simple. He said, when you both came to me, the interior, you wanted the coat, you were banging on the table, I want the coat, I'm the Talmud Chacham. He said, I'm the rich brother, I'm support, I want the coat. The Shach said, I also wanted to keep that coat too. That was the atmosphere was Shali. That was the atmosphere in the room. So I also wanted to keep my coat. My extra coat I wanted to keep. He says, now the whole ruach. This brother is saying, I want him to have the coat. Yes, ich will euch geben. I want to give also. You should know the Shach is a Malbim. The Malbim says, in last week's parasha, Parasha Shmois, the Malbim has an unbelievable pshat. It says, v'yishalu ish me'im le'yehu. V'isha me'yesh re'usa. Klei chesef u'chlei zov. Right? When Hashem gave the mitzvah of Bises Mitzrayim, He gave us a mitzvah we should go to the Egyptians and borrow Kalim from the Egyptians. That's a Pashat of Pshat. Right? So the question is, why do we call a mitzvah Re'yehu? We're learning Bava Kama now. Shoreyehu v'loy Shorakum. The Pasuk says, V'yishalu ish me'im Re'yehu v'isha me'yesh re'usa. What's going on? That's a kasha. There's other kashas they ask. How could you use begotim of goyim? Assuming even it's not shatness, how sneistic is it going to be the begotim of goyim? So you know what the Belzer Rebbe said, Rabbi Socha Belz. He said, if you look at the pasuk, it says, V'shalish, V'samtem al b'neichem v'al b'neiseichem. He says, you took the begotim, the adult begotim, and you put it on the kids. It's for the kids, it fit. The Malbim says, Gevaldik. The Malbim says that the Egyptians really wouldn't have lent us anything. Knock on the door, could I borrow something? The Abishter told the Eden, you lend each other. Borrow from each other. And then there'll be a ruach of lending in Mitzrayim, and then the Mitzrayim will also lend. That there was actually a whole loaning spree in Mitzrayim by Yidden. And then the Mitzrayim went and they gave. As I zok the Malbim. That's the same idea of the Shach. So the emes is that when Yosef's two sons split, Menashe took over the, like the Medrash says, he did the government business. He worked for the government office. And Ephraim sat and learned. And like the Chidos says, that was the first Yisachar Zvulun. The first Yisachar Zvulun was in Mitzrayim. The kunz wasn't that there was a Yisachar Zvulun. Because you could have Yisachar Zvulun where the Yisachar looks at Zvulun, he says, I'm the Ikir, I'm the guy learning, he's in a garbage pail. And the Zvulun looks at the Yisachar and he goes, I'm the main guy here, I'm the supporter. For that, there's no Maila. That's a Nishkin Maila. The Maila Yisachar Zvulun is when the Yisachar is Machshav Zvulun and when the Zvulun is Machshav the Yisachar. And the Maila and the Zvulun has to know that the Ikir is Torah. That's the Zvulun has to know. And the Yisachar has to know, I have tremendous hakaras hatoiv to the Zvulun. That's the team. The emes is, Yaakov Avinu was saying, Menashe Taka belongs on the right. He's a Bechor. He belongs on the right. Taka belongs on the right. But Menashe himself has to know that Torah is the Ikir. Menashe himself has to always stick his right hand, his strength to Torah. The Torah is the Ikar. That lesson is for Menashe too. That wasn't for Ephraim. That's Menashe. You Menashe. You're on the right. But you have to know that your koiches, you have to always preserve your koiches for ruchnis. So the idea of Sikilos Yodav, the Yaakov Vinu's lesson was, Yaakov wasn't looking at this as two sons. Yaakov was looking at this as a team. This is a team. Menashe and Ephraim is a team. And the team has to know the chshivas that they both have, and they have to know what's the ikir and what's the tefil, and they both have to know that. Both of them have to know that. That's the sikilos yodav. Yaakov Avinu's lessons wasn't two sons. Wasn't viewed upon as two sons. It's a shutfis. And you know, shutfis means we both own everything. We both own everything. It's one big shutfis. The Melu, when the Nachla and Eretz Yisrael came, first of all, the one thing is you have to know it's Achtus. It's not me and you, so that's why it was one girl to begin with. Bnei Yosef. The girl wasn't for this one, for that one. It was one girl. Afterwards, practically, they had to split the land. But the girl was, you should know, it's one team. It's one team. That's number one. The second thing I want to tell you is like this. Menashe was a Bechor. That's why it says Menashe v'Ephraim. Menashe was given the right, the first rights. But Menashe said, I'll Torah. I'm having Ephraim come before me. So this was Menashe giving his chus to Ephraim. Not mitzad the girl, Menashe's on the right. Mitzad the girl, Menashe comes first. Menashe has to know that Ephraim is dicker. Chazal Taka tell us, Menashe nohag kovod be Ephraim. The Medrash Taka says that Menashe on his own decided that that's the Ikar. Now you have to know, when you make something the Ikar, then it stays. That's what Perakid Zion is all about. The Goyen, the Vilna Goyen, is a great question. In Parshas Pinchas. What happened with the Bnei Salafchot? What happened with the Bnei Salafchot? Bnei Salafchot came, they said, give us a Chelek in Eretz Yisrael. So if you look at a Chumash, it sounds like this was a lady question. There's no sons. Slavchot died. He only had daughters. So the girls had a shaila. Do we get a chaluk in Eretz Yisrael? That's how you learn simply. It was a vibish a shaila. Why would B'nai Slavchot the ones that came? Because they were chachmonis, they were smart. Chazal tells us that's not what happened. Chazal tells us this had nothing to do with a vibish shaila. This was not a woman shaila. When you read the psukim in Parashas Pinchas, it sounds like it was a vibish shaila. The shaila was, do women get a nachala? That's the way you read it simple. Chazal, Mesechus, Bava Basri, Kufyutasa, Mebeis, say that's not the pshat. The pshat is that a bechor gets pi shnayim. Every bechor gets double. That means every Bechor that left Mitzrayim got two chalokim in Eretz Yisrael. Not one chalok. The Yoytz in Mitzrayim, Nechlok Eretz. We divided the land based on the people that left Mitzrayim. So every Bechor that left Egypt got double. Okay? So, but the Bnei Salafchot, they were the children of Salafchot. Salafchot, Yarshin from Hefer, he was a Bechor. There's a question of Pishnayim. Right? They're getting double. But we know that a Bechor is not Noitel Beroi Kippe Muchzik. A Bechor only gets double what his father actually had at the time of death. So let's say a Bechor dies, somebody dies, a father dies, and after he dies, the grandfather dies. So that Yerusha of the grandfather, the Bechor does not get Bishnayim. Because that was not there at the time of the Misa of the father. The Bechor only gets one Chelek. Bechor only gets double what was in the Rishus of the father. The Shaila the Gemara says is Eretz Yisrael Muchzik? Do we actually, is it considered that we already have Eretz Yisrael when we left Mitzrayim? If that's the case, the Bechor gets double. Or is Eretz Yisrael Roy? This is not what I'm telling you. This is what the Gemara says in Bava Basra. Ask the Goyim. This wasn't a Vaibisha Shaila. Every single Bechor that left Mitzrayim had the Shaila. Why did B'nai Slofchad wake up? Every single firstborn that left Mitzrayim will be a Shaila. Does he get Pishnayim in Eretz Yisrael? Do his children get Pishnayim in Eretz Yisrael? Every single Bechor had this Shaila. This is not a Shaila of Dafka B'nai Slofchad. What's the Pshat? The Pshat Rabbi Isai is very simple. Who is Tzolofchot? Tzolofchot is the Mekoshesh. I'm sure you guys remember that, right? The Gemara Shabbos. Mekoshesh. Who is the Mekoshesh? Chop wood on Shabbos, or he gathered wood. It's Chayv Misa. They gave him Misa. Benoi Tzolofchot, when they came to Moshe Rabbeinu, they told him, Avinu Meis, our father died, V'uloyo Yabadas Korach. He was the Mekoshesh. Yeah. The Gemara says, why in the world was the Mekoshish Mechal Shabbos? The Gemara says, Mekoshish L'Shem Shemayim Niskaven. You hear a Gemara. The Mekoshish did it L'Shem Shemayim. Why was he Mechal Shabbos L'Shem Shemayim? Because people didn't know. You got Chayv Misa. He wanted to show them. You see? Mechal Shabbos, Chayv Misa. So the Mekoshish gave up his life to prove that he Chayv Misa. Obvious question is, why did Klai Yisrael think he's not Chayv Misa? Zok the Hilik Rashbe. Avada Klai Yisrael knew Yechayiv Misa. But after the Chet of the Meraglim, the Rebbeinu Shem told us we can't go into Eretz Yisrael, we thought we're Potter from the Torah. After the Chet Meraglim, we thought we're Potter. Zok the Parashat Zrachim, why not? Because Eretz Yisrael was Muchzik. We already had Eretz Yisrael. So even though the Torah said, I'm giving you the Torah Laman Havi Yeschem, we already had the Torah. We already had Eretz Yisrael, therefore the Torah applies. It comes out that Slofchot gave up his life to prove that Eretz Yisrael is Muchzik. You understand what's going on here? Slofchot gave up his life to prove to Klal Yisrael that Eretz Yisrael is Muchzik, and therefore you have to keep the Torah, and therefore you have Misa. That's why his daughters woke up. His daughter said, one second, Avinu Meis, why did he die? To prove this. Loma Nigora, we should get to Chalokim in Eretz Yisrael. It's Muchzik. That's the connection. Taki Shlom, the Gemara puts these two things together. The Gemara says, Moshe had a suffix about the Mekoshesh, and Moshe had a Shaila, but then Moshe loved Chod Yerushas. It's Mamish one Shaila. Mamish one Shaila. Rabbi Isai, now we understand why the Pesukim in Tanakh bring this over here. The Maisa Benoi Salafchot. Because as I'm telling you, the lesson of Ephraim and Menashe, it's not just a question, brothers. It's a question of what your machshiv. Whatever your machshiv, that remains. Why would the B'nai Salofchot, the only ones that came forward? Because their father was Moshe Nefesh for it. He was Moshe Nefesh, they're the ones that woke up. And that's a tremendous lesson in life. Anything you give your neshama for, that stays. Anything you don't give your neshama to, that doesn't stay. That's the Musa Haskell of this. Okay.